Okay, with me here is Bill and Linda. Bill has a very strange, uncommon disorder, has to do with his small brain called cerebellar degeneration. First, I want to talk to Linda, his wife, and have a recap on the history. Linda, why don't you tell us a little bit about how the illness has begun on Bill?
Okay. It all seemed to have started after Bill's surgery in 1996. He had open heart surgery, a double bypass, and soon after that, after he had recovered from that in about April, he had his bypass surgery in November of 96, and soon after that he was having difficulty walking, and he'd lose his balance. And over the time, he went to an ear, nose, and throat specialist and had some testing done to determine if it was inner ear problem. And they concluded that he did not have that problem or any vertigo and couldn't tell us why he was having the problems walking. After that, he went to several neurologists, and they did a lot of testing on him to determine if he had polyperipheral neuropathy causing him some problems with nerves in his legs, and they determined that that was not the problem. He was very strong. His legs were strong. His arms were strong. He had some nerve damage in his foot, just minor, but it would not be enough to cause him all the difficulty with his balance. This neurologist also thought that it could possibly be this cerebellar attack or degeneration of the cerebellum, and they had done an MRI at that point. After that,
the MRI was normal.
Basically, they could not determine that there was anything.
When was this? What
1997
year?
1997.
Okay.
December of 1997. After that, we went to see a movement specialist, a neurologist specializing in movement disorders, and he diagnosed Bill as having Parkinsonism, Parkinson-like
because
symptoms.
Of tremor and shaky. Yeah.
His difficulty in walking. He really doesn't have any tremors.
Oh, just difficulty.
Just difficulty
the
walking.
The shaking of the body.
And maintaining his balance.
Yes.
He falls over. And as the time went on, he was falling so frequently he'd lose his balance. Just standing up, he would fall over. It wasn't
so
when he was
getting
be,
worse.
Yes, it was getting much worse. And we decided that we needed to go. This movement disorder was not helping him. He prescribed Sinemet, but it made no difference at all. And after that, we, on our own, went up to UCLA and saw the neurologist up there. And he said from the moment he saw him walk that he realized he did not have Parkinson's, that it was something else. And so he ordered a new MRI. This was in 1999. And so we had another MRI done, and he reviewed that with a whole panel of neurologists there at UCLA. And they all determined that it was very evident that the cerebellar was degenerating and that was causing the problem.
Mm-hmm.
They tested him for his eye movement and some other little finger to nose to see how well he could do that, and they said there was definitely some impairment, which you can see too.
Yes.
And after that, during that time also, he had tried about four different acupuncturists. And
so what were the results of the acupuncturist? No, why?
It didn't really. It didn't seem to make any difference. He still had the imbalance. He still was falling. And
how many? Just four acupuncture treatment or four acupuncturists? And how many treatments?
Oh, 10, 1, 5 another, 6 another, something like that.
Okay, so when any other doctor have you seen?
Not for the imbalance, just the neurologist, the ear, nose, and throat, and the acupuncturist for the imbalance. His internist doesn't, you know, he sent him to the specialist for that.
Okay, so what was he being treated all this time? Drugs or what?
No, they decide. They say that they're once they determine that it was the cerebellar degeneration, they say that there's nothing they can do for him. Very sorry, but
so all this mumbo jumbo and all this money expended, all this time expended, there was nothing to be done.
Right.
And the neurologist can see it way in the beginning by the movement. I see it right away. I say that that's ataxia. You know the term, sway movement imbalance. So all this money spent, and afterward just tell the patient nothing can be done.
Yes.
That is very, very cruel.
Yes.
It's terrible. You know.
But I thought it was realistic. I wouldn't want to be led down a path and be given something when they know in their heart that it's not, or they know in their mind that it's not going to make any difference.
But
they have no known treatment. That's right.
They really have no known treatment for anything.
Yeah.
Because drug is not a cure for any disease. Drug just suppress symptom. Why don't you put in the headset for him? And we'll see how he felt and afterwards. And I just make a few comments on all this diagnostic thing. Like I say, you know, it doesn't matter. We will talk in the treatment room. It doesn't matter whether they diagnose you with Parkinsonism or ataxia. There's no treatment.
They have no cure for that.
They really have no treatment for anything. Okay, if you use any drugs, okay, you'll make you worse because your problem is your healing power, your body's healing mechanism break down. If it doesn't, okay, you improve by yourself. So the more drug you take in, the worse you get. Now, the reason why we didn't interview you in the beginning because you have a very severe speech problem.
Yes, I certainly do.
Yeah. And the reason why we do it right now, because you have improved quite a bit, that it's easier for me to understand. And I know in the future, you're going to improve even more. And we'll do another follow-up interview, maybe a couple, 2-3 months later, and you can see the difference. Why don't you tell us yourself, Bill, how you felt and when you first, how did you find out about me?
Oh, I found out about you by reading an article in the Register about a doctor, Chinese doctor at UCI, who had been cured by acupuncture, and so he wanted to do some research on it. So we called UCI and finally got somebody who could give us a recommendation, and he's the doctor then that recommended you.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I went there. They started an alternative medicine group that they meet all the time. I was invited in the beginning to give some lectures. So you came right away then. How did you feel when you first come here?
Well, curious, hoping that you could cure it, and surprised in a way that you can, because it's... incurable by Western medical standards.
Yeah. So what are some of the symptoms that you had before we treat you?
Oh, I was unable to stand very steadily. Still had high blood pressure. My speech was and still is somewhat affected. A lot of symptoms.
Okay, any pain?
No pain.
And no dizziness?
Lots of
dizziness. A lot of dizziness, that's right.
Yeah, dizziness, which is kind of separate but related to the lack of balance.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you were taking high blood pressure pills?
Yes.
And
taking Lutensin and... I also have a problem with atrial flutter, so I'm taking medicine for that, and
blood thinner
to avoid problems if my heart goes and does go into atrial flutter.
Yes, I'm surprised. I really can understand you a lot better, which is very good because in the past you had a problem. More like stutter and finding words and or getting it out or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So what have improved and how fast did you notice the improvement?
Oh, everything's improved. my blood pressure is way down. I haven't taken any blood pressure medication for about a week now.
That's good.
That is
good. Blood pressure can be cured.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm no longer dizzy. The balance is improving.
You walk much faster.
Yes.
Yes.
And more securely.
Yeah. And dizziness?
Gone.
Dizziness has been gone how long?
Since last week.
Since last week?
Mm-hmm.
How about energy-wise? Do you feel any different?
Yes, feel a lot more energy.
Yeah.
I was getting pretty lethargic.
Oh.
It was difficult for me to move, so I did move very much.
I see. Were you depressed?
Slightly. Not. I've always been rather cheerful, I think, and but it is depressing when
yes.
There is no cure.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you believe there's a cure?
Oh, yes.
Almost everything.
Looking forward to it.
Looking forward. Almost everything you told me, I told you I can fix it.
Oh, yes.
Okay, you know, it sounds too good to be true. And in fact, we were discussing with Linda, many people think that I hire all these people and make up fake stories, okay?
Can't possibly be true.
Can't possibly be true. I have so many, and every month I interview. And the thing is, from my study of Eastern medicine, I study the functional portion. So we can tell the problem way ahead of organic problems. Would you have come to me first in the beginning, just like this time? Come early, come late. There were any tests. I didn't do any tests. I knew right away. We knew right away what to do to get, we treat the root cause symptom, root cause to get the symptom better. So the symptom do not return.
Well, I gave Western medicine a chance to cure it first, and they couldn't. So then I was looking for someone who could.
Mm. What do you understand now is the cause of your problem? How did it develop from talking to me?
Yes, the...
What did cause your problem now? Do you understand?
Well, primarily the blockages in the system.
What caused that? In your life?
In my case, I'm fairly certain that it was